Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can become part of Intelligent Medicine by calling 877-726-8255. That's our call-in line. That's available to you 24/7, 365, and we have at the very least some recorded questions that we're going to field. We're also going to take a look at some of the important stories of the day. We're going to focus on some current events. A big trial happening in Manhattan. Jordan Neely was the victim of a chokehold on a subway, thought to be administered by a good Samaritan, Daniel Penny. And we're going to take a look at one of the medical controversies around the death of Jordan Neely. Also, we're going to look at some interesting studies that look at the benefits of olive leaf extract for the mitochondria. And we got lots more. We got so many things to share with you today that I kind of wish I had 4 or 5 hours. We're going to try and cram in as much as we can, plus your phone calls and questions. And I'm going to start with something that is a current event. And because some of you may be listening to this program as a podcast, this mystery will have been solved by the time that you hear the podcast. And that has to do with the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, who was gunned down in Midtown Manhattan. And here in New York, I live in Manhattan, we're kind of on edge because of random stabbings from homeless people and slashings that can occur at the slightest instigation on our subways and our streets. Recently, these events have New Yorkers on edge. So it was quite a shock this week when we heard that the CEO of United Healthcare is a pretty big deal. This guy runs a huge health insurance conglomerate. It's a company that's expected to bring in revenues of $450 billion in 2025. Thompson earned a salary in the region of $10 million a year, and he was gunned down in a place very familiar to me, right on near 6th Avenue, one of the busiest thoroughfares in Manhattan, early in the morning, so maybe it wasn't that crowded, right in front of the Hilton Hotel, a place that I frequent and is very familiar to me. And initially, the report went out that he had been shot, but curiously, the police statement said that this poses no risk to ordinary New Yorkers. And I thought immediately, well, this is not a random madman gunning people down on the street. This was a hit, specifically aimed at Brian Thompson. And so when there's a crime like this, detectives, investigators first look to a motive. Could it be a jealous lover, for example, or a shady business deal gone awry, or perhaps gambling debts? But here in this case, there are literally millions of suspects. The reason being that UnitedHealthcare is in a position where they are often denying health claims to millions of Americans. In addition to denying health claims to ordinary people who have medical issues, you know, perhaps they have a hospitalization and suddenly they get a huge bill resulting in medical bankruptcy. There are also doctors who may be holding a grudge against UnitedHealthcare because they'll do a procedure and then they'll get a paltry reimbursement, or perhaps no reimbursement at all, or perhaps their payments will be stalled for months, creating a big cash flow for their practices. So as to motive, there are a lot of people who might have cheered on the demise of Brian Thompson. And in fact, social media is abuzz with posts like this. Today, we mourn the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, gunned down. Wait, I'm sorry. Today, we mourn the deaths of the 68,000 Americans who needlessly die each year so that insurance company execs like Brian Thompson can become multimillionaires. And I got to say, that is kind of a chilling message, but a lot of people have been expressing it, and they've been getting a lot of blowback because when somebody is killed, it's not that cool to cheer it on, right? And to say, yeah, he deserved it. But there's evidence that the shooter may have been part of a movement to push back against the excesses of UnitedHealthcare, because the shell casings that were recovered at the scene bear the inscription, deny, defend, and depose. And deny is what the insurance company does a lot of times when it comes to claims. And defend, I guess, is maybe what this crazy shooter thought he was doing. And depose has multiple meanings. It has to do with what you do in court when you interrogate someone as part of a deposition, perhaps exposing insurance company malfeasance. But it also has the meaning that you're deposing a dictator by, in effect, removing them from office or maybe even assassinating them. And there's a story here that gives a little background on the problems that UnitedHealthcare is experiencing. They say the UnitedHealthcare group is the nation's largest health insurance conglomerate, huge revenues, but they're also notorious for denying claims. They're being probed by the Department of Justice for alleged antitrust violations because they kind of cornered the market on health insurance. They have also come under fire from angry patients who formed militant groups who claim the insurer refused to cover their care. And indeed, there are a lot of posts on social media from people saying that they were denied claims and the horrible predicament that's put them in terms of their potential medical bankruptcy. There's a group that says UnitedHealthcare Group's profiteering by denying care is a disgrace, leaving people across Minnesota and all of the United States without the care they desperately need. And there's a lot of concern about their practices. They deny claims almost by default, which makes patients and doctors have to undertake very, very lengthy and arduous appeals to get some sort of reimbursement for the care that was administered. And so there's also some concern as of now that United Healthcare, and in particular Brian Thompson, may have been involved in some form of insider trading, which creates another potential motive for gunning him down. Maybe they were worried that he was going to dish on the lucrative inside trading that may have implicated others in a scam, because people who are helming major insurance companies kind of know where the market's going to move with new medical innovations or potentially new regulations, their impact on the health insurance industry. And so by the time you hear this, maybe a motive will be revealed and the shooter will be apprehended. But it kind of highlights what's happening in American healthcare, which is, it is largely administered by large private for-profit insurance companies who have a motive to keep costs down, but sometimes to the disadvantage of doctors and patients desirous of medical care. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. In a moment, we're going to tell you men out there who are looking for just the right Christmas gift for your wife or your significant other, and you want her to stay healthy, why maybe the right choice for a gift this holiday season is to buy her a mop and broom. We'll be back after we take one of our listeners' questions. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard a caller ask about an elderly gentleman who had taken a fall and then had balance issues. My mother had the same problem, and we ended up, we found a technique where they reposition the granules in the inner ear. It's a positioning technique that helped tremendously. She got her balance back after having that repositioning technique. So I thought that might help your caller. Thank you. And
okay.
Thanks for the wonderful work you do. Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is very interesting because it turns out that the inner ear has these little channels in which fluid moves around. This is the vestibular system of the inner ear that's responsible for positioning and balancing in space. And so fluid moves around, and it moves little tiny cilia, or little tiny hair projections within these what are called semicircular canals that are oriented in different directions, you know, up, down, sideways, you know, and so on. And as the fluid moves, it could send signals to the brain that tells you what position you are in space, which helps if you're a gymnast doing, you know, triple somersaults, but also helps if you just want to walk around and move around in the world. When you bend over, when you reposition yourself, the fluid moves around and tells your brain where you are, where you're orienting in space. As you age, though, there's development of little tiny crystals within these canals. And it's kind of like those snowball scenes, you know, with like, I don't know, here in New York, they sell them with the Chrysler Building or the Empire State Building with little white flakes, and you shake it up. And or you can get the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And these flakes move around, and they can sometimes disturb the cilia. And so some ingenious ear, nose, and throat doctor came up with something called the Epley maneuver, which is a way to kind of shake around the little snowball or move around these little crystals so that it alleviates dizziness. And there's actually some instructions on how to perform the Epley maneuver at home on your own, but professionals do it better. And through these movements of the head, you can actually get considerable relief from dizziness. So look up Epley, E-P-L-E-Y maneuver, if you're suffering from dizziness. It's not always the cause of dizziness, but it's one of the more frequent fixes for dizziness. There are many other causes, and sometimes dizziness is really hard to alleviate, but it's great when it works, and thanks for calling that in. Okay, so this item, this is based on a study. Daily chores may provide cardiovascular protection in women who don't exercise. Sounds kind of sexist, right? You know, like, oh, what about men? You know, I do the vacuuming. I kind of enjoy it. And, you know, I do other chores. You have to move around furniture sometimes when you vacuum, and you do other things around the house. And that's a form of physical activity. It's not quite vigorous physical activity. For people who don't exercise, perhaps that those bouts of physical activity that are called VILPA, vigorous intermittent lifestyle physical activity, which can be related to your occupation or housework or, you know, just traveling around, you know, climbing stairs, etc. It turns out that short, intense bouts of physical activity during daily life were associated with a lower risk of major adverse cardiovascular events in non-exercising women, according to this study. It did not, however, apply to men for some reason or another. They were unable to find an explanation for why it was just a female phenomenon. Among exercisers, though, if you're already exercising, that little add-on, you know, like the vacuuming that I do on top of the regular exercise I do, it doesn't provide any add-on benefits. If you're not exercising as a woman, that is applicable. However, there's this problem in all these studies about something called reverse causation. Because, yeah, if you're so debilitated that you can't even do housework, maybe, just maybe, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular problems to begin with. And it's not about the exercise. It's about your diminished capacity to do housework. 877-726-8255. Remember, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now, my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empire Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That number is available to you anytime during the week. If you have a question or a comment, previously we had a very constructive comment about the Epley maneuver that prompted a discussion. You can call 877-726-8255. And in a moment, we're going to talk about sickle cell trait because it's an issue that came up during the trial of Daniel Penny, the so-called Good Samaritan. For some people, he is a villain. Who restrained Jordan Neely on a subway here in New York City, which highlights a controversy about the role the sickle trait may have played in the death of Jordan Neely and its impact on athletes. But before we do that, here's an item. Headline, Gen Z are tired. Typically, young people are expected to have more energy than their older counterparts. I think you can generally concede that. But a recent poll reveals that Gen Z is the most fatigued generation. The surveys from Talker Research, 1,000 U.S. adults were asked, how often do you feel tired? Turns out that 24% of those born between 1997 and 2006, that's the Gen Z folks. Wow, I can't believe these folks are already adults, born between 1997 and 2006. So these are teenagers and young adults in their 20s. They said they, quote, always feel tired. That's 24% of them, the highest percentage among the four generations surveyed. 34% of Gen Z respondents said that they, quote, often feel tired, compared to 20% of my generation, boomers. Only 5% of Gen Zers report that they are, quote, rarely tired, while 18% of baby boomers felt the same. And this ties into their disrupted sleep habits, right? They tend to party hardy. They pull all-nighters, various jobs. But they also are prey to devices. Technology is said to be, in part, to blame, according to the poll, because people are going to bed and doom scrolling, spending a lot of time online, and that robs them of necessary time to sleep. So one of the commentators here says, chronic fatigue among young adults often arises from a societal pressure that equates busyness with productivity. Gen Z or subconsciously believe that cutting back on sleep creates more time to focus on work, relationships, or personal goals. but it actually works against you. It makes it harder to function effectively during the day, actually undermining productivity. So that's a nice tie-in to something that can help to increase your energy. We talked about it frequently here on Intelligent Medicine. If you need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, well, do spend some more time getting adequate sleep, allocate proper time to rest, but also boost your energy and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. Now, NT Factor is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. We've talked about how it impacts mitochondrial performance here on Intelligent Medicine, describing clinical trials that have shown that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half. Yeah, that's in studies. And it helps to reduce some of the unwanted effects of aging because of the mitochondrial theory of aging. As your mitochondria wind down, well, that's one of the ways that you wind down. I don't go a day without it. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. See all the products there at ntfactor.com. And try it. Put it in as part of your mitochondrial support portfolio. Okay, so this item, another current events item from the police blotter here in New York City, where I live. Jordan Neely died at the hands of Daniel Penny, who many witnesses say saved them from an attack by this individual, Jordan Neely, who apparently was high on drugs, had previous convictions for assault, and Jordan Neely was restrained with a chokehold and ultimately died. So now Daniel Penny is being tried for manslaughter. And the results of this may already have been released to you if you're listening to this program as a podcast, because a verdict is coming down this week. And this highlights a controversy about the role that sickle cell trait may have played in the death of Jordan Neely. So when somebody dies, there's always a pathologist report. You know, what was the cause of death? And it's important in murder or manslaughter trials to ascertain that the cause of death was directly related to whatever the defendant perpetrated on the victim. And so this is one of the crucial aspects of the case. Speaking on behalf of the prosecutors, a coroner of the city of New York said that Jordan Neely died due to asphyxiation. He was choked out. He was deprived of oxygen, and that's what killed him. But another pathologist, on behalf of the defendant, Daniel Penny, testified that it wasn't that clear that asphyxiation was the cause of death, that Jordan Neely had imbibed a bunch of drugs, synthetic marijuana. He was highly agitated. And in addition, he had an underlying condition. He had sickle trait. Now, let's talk a little bit about sickle trait. Sickle cell anemia is a condition where you get two hits of a gene, and it causes your red blood cells to sickle at the slightest instigation. Any kind of stress, and that happens frequently to people who suffer from sickle cell anemia, causes their red blood cells to sickle They're normally round. They become sickle-shaped. They clump, and they cause blood clots, impaired circulation through the body, and this can be devastating and painful and can even cause death, and often results in them being unfortunately addicted to pain medication. So another form of this is just you get one hit, and that's sickle trait. And ordinarily, these folks have normal lives. They don't experience the sickling that people with the double hit have. But there's controversy about sickle trait and its impact on the risk for sudden death. And there's actually some implications that stigmatizing people with sickle trait might be a form of discrimination. So in 2010, the NCAA, after some deaths of athletes with sickle trait, not sickle cell, because if you got sickle cell, you're not going to become a collegiate athlete or professional athlete. That it is too debilitating. But sickle trait, you know, you can be fine. And it turns out that a fairly high percentage of individuals of African-American background in the low single digits, but a fairly high percentage have sickle trait. And as a result, the NCAA enacted rules that people had to be tested for sickle trait before entering collegiate athletics. The American College of Hematology experts on blood pushed back on this initiative. They said that this might potentially discriminate against athletes, and especially now that athletes make big money, even in college, this might be a form of discrimination that results in them losing out on a lifetime of lucrative athletic contracts. So the hematology organization said, there's no reason to isolate sickle cell carriers with different restrictions on their activities, because that's a form of discrimination. On the other hand, it's a real thing that under certain conditions, individuals with sickle trait, just the trait alone, can sickle. They can have bouts of sickling and blood clumping that can be very dangerous. An instance of which is Super Bowl champ Ryan Clark, who was with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2007, and he suffered a medical emergency during a game against the Broncos in Denver. Remember, when you play in Denver, you play at a place called Mile High Stadium, and altitude is a risk factor for sickling. There's lower levels of oxygen at higher elevations, and a combination of high levels of athletic exertion and oxygen deprivation at altitude can cause sickling, even in people who have just the trait. Clark was rushed to a hospital after experiencing severe pain in his side. They thought it was a muscular injury, but it turned out he suffered a blood clot in his spleen due to a sickle cell trait that he was diagnosed with as a child. And so he recovered, and he subsequently played football. But this is a real thing. So, you know, is it PC to dismiss sickle cell as a risk factor for athletes? Did sickle cell play a role for Jordan Neely in his death when he was highly stressed? He was on drugs. He was oxygen deprived due to the choking. That's going to be a matter for the jury to decide what role it may have played. It remains a controversy, and the controversy affects many collegiate athletes of African-American background. 877-726-8255 is our number.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls that we got over the week.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm 87 years old. Recently listened to your podcast with Brian, the body trainer. And I started taking strength exercises recently. Had arthritis in my right wrist, and it's painful doing the exercises, but I managed to get through them. I'm doing quite a few. Well, anyway, I'm doing push-ups, and I'm doing weights and so forth 3 days a week, but I'm worried about my wrist. Is it... going to hurt the arthritis? It seems like it's all right after a while, but because I work through the pain. Thanks for your help.
Okay, so, you know, first of all, congratulations to you at 87 that you got the initiative to undertake a program of exercise. And, you know, strength training and resistance training, I think, are really great for forestalling aging and preventing frailty. So you have a localized problem in your wrist, and so, you know, this is something that I've observed for me personally, is that it's always something. You know, when you're past the age of 60, it's going to be the shoulder or the knee or, oh no, today my ankle is a little bit funky. And it's always going to be something. So you have to be strategic in modifying your exercise program. So if there's pressure on your wrist with one form of exercise or another, you know, work your lower body. You know, working your lower body is fine while keeping your wrist neutral for a few days to reduce the potential for blowing up some inflammation. The other thing that I do that I find extremely helpful is to get in the pool. And I'm a good swimmer. And so for me, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes in the pool is a great workout. And it's also very merciful on the joints. You can also engage in programs of water aerobics, water aquatics or water exercises. Many pools have programs. And if you're retired, you can go in the middle of the day. That's when seniors like to go to the pool during the non-busy hours and get the requisite exercise that they need to stave off problems. So you just have to be strategic. There's always a workaround when it comes to exercise. Well, when it comes to arthritis, here's a potential solution. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? I've recently been turned on to the benefits of collagen, and I found a company that makes a great collagen supplement. Collagen is the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues, as well as your joints. Collagen's what keeps our skin firm and youthful, so it can have a cosmetic benefit. And it also supplies the amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair. And I've supported the use of collagen for my patients. I'm gratified to see that collagen's been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. And the collagen that I've decided is the right one for me, and the one I recommend, is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Now, why I like it is because Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, as well as biotin, to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies have shown that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation, which is germane to our previous caller. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out or reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. So if you want to get more information or order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909. They have a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909 for Revive Multicollagen Protein. All right, we're talking about the mitochondria and things that help the mitochondria. Here's another one, and this is kind of a surprise, because we know that olive oil is beneficial, and especially olive oil that's very aromatic and has a slightly green tint, because that is a signature for its high content of beneficial polyphenols, like something called oleuropein. This study is entitled Mitochondrial Calcium Uptake Declines During Aging. Well, that's, you know, a way that the mitochondria start to go awry, but is directly activated by oleuropein to boost energy metabolism and skeletal muscle performance. So, very interesting. They screened 5,000 different bioactive molecules, and they found that the polyphenol oleuropein is something that stimulates mitochondrial respiration via maintenance of uptake of calcium. And so, add olive oil, and specifically oleuropein, which you can get as olive oil, olive leaf extract, as a way to support your mitochondria.